Live from WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Republican State Senator Kathleen Passidomo of Naples is working to secure funding for Florida school districts to partner with mental health providers and create systems to better address mental health issues early in a child's life. The bill stems from workshops Passidomo has held with education stakeholders, including Broward County Schools Superintendent Robert Runcie, whose district includes the school that was the site of yesterday's mass shooting. She tells WGCU's John Davis that she was actually presenting the bill to members of the Senate's K-12 Education Appropriations Committee as the shooting occurred.
Parenthetically, and almost prophetically, I have a bill, my big committee bill, I was presenting to the committee just as this was occurring. And in my bill is a brand new categorical in our budget for mental health assistance for the districts. What happened early when I took over the committee in September, a number of superintendents, including Superintendent Runcie from Broward County, met with me and said their number one problem, their number one issue was students with mental issues. Not so much mental illnesses, but all kinds of problems that, you know, you just classify as mental illnesses and or mental issues. And that we needed to create some systematic way to deal with this issue. So I had a workshop and we talked about it. We got suggestions. And so we put together a categorical in the budget that would provide funding for the districts to create a plan on how they were going to address the students that showed these issues, from bullying to gang stuff to all kinds of problems that kids have. Because, you know, the problem is, and I said this, and I was presenting it as this was occurring, I had no idea. That 19-year-old young man was not born that way. And I said it yesterday, and I've said it a dozen times today. Something happened, likely when he was younger, in the younger grades. And there was only one place that could have addressed that or could have found it. It was in school, because that's where the kids are. And had we had a system in place to identify that problem that early, to divert him from whatever issues he was facing, it may not have happened. And one of the things that we have in the bill is for the districts to create a plan and to create a partnership with the mental health facilities that if they do identify these students, that they get them help. They send them to counseling. And I know this student had some counseling, but I wonder if it wasn't too late. So for me, that's just a paramount priority. And we need to pursue it. And I've been talking to people all day about it. And hopefully we're going to be able to move forward and do something that this will never happen again.
Do you think that this incident might pretty much cement that this effort of yours is going to pass, is going to be included?
Well, I hope so. We have a long road to hoe because, frankly, I was able to get $40 million in our budget, but that's just not going to be enough. So I'm going to go back to my colleagues and see if we're willing to put some more dollars into this, because we need to address these issues early on. I mean, I can't say anymore. And the thing that's most troubling to me is that Florida is one of the worst states in the country for funding for mental health. And so these kind of things have happened. And if we could intervene early on in the lives of these people, they won't become monsters that they are today. It's reprehensible that we don't do something soon.
Do you think that this shooting might in any way impact future legislative debates or even the bills that get filed in future sessions as they relate to firearms?
I think it'll probably create a discussion. It's interesting, over the past several months, I've been speaking with school officials that different viewpoints. Some believe that there should be no firearms ever near campus, et cetera, et cetera. Others feel that it would be beneficial to have certain designated individuals, obviously school resource officers, trained police presence, so that there would be some additional security that could prevent this kind of event. So I think the dialogue needs to occur.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.